Marking January 6th, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden opens his 2024 presidential campaign with a dire warning about what would happen if the country re-elects former President Trump.
Donald Trump's campaign is about him, not America. Not you.
The opening salvo to President Biden's 2024 campaign was not about conjuring voter excitement over a second term agenda, but calling up fear about what could happen if he doesn't win.
He's willing to sacrifice our democracy, put himself in power.
Biden detailed Trump's effort to overturn his 2020 loss in the courts and then his failure to call off the violent mob of supporters who tried to stop Congress from certifying the election.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Trump's campaigning in Iowa, where he plans to cover a lot of ground, and launched a new attack ad bashing the president and another one against GOP presidential rival Nikki Haley.
The first touting his economic record against his successor.
Mortgage rates low under Trump, punishing under Biden.
The second ad, a direct attack against the woman increasingly becoming his top Republican rival, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
Haley joined Biden in opposing Trump's visitor ban from terrorist nations.
Haley fired back, telling Fox the country cannot handle another 4 years of Trump.
Isn't that sweet of him spending so much time and money against me?
Haley's campaign is also welcoming MAGA supporters who may be fed up with Trump.
Fox's Mark Meredith. And now the Supreme Court will weigh in on a crucial issue for the presidential election, whether Trump can be kept off the ballot in Colorado for his efforts to overturn the election on January 6th. The court will hear arguments on February 8th. And the Dow and S&P 500 post their worst yearly start since 2016. That is, investors react to economic data. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ohio's governor bans gender transition surgery for minors.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signing an executive order that bans sex change surgeries for minors in the state, effective immediately.
This will ensure that surgeries of this type on minors could never happen in Ohio.
This after he vetoed a House bill last week over how it was written. The bill also banned biological boys from playing in girls' sports.
My veto did not reflect one way or the other my position on that other issue. I just didn't get into it, and I'm not going to get into it today. We need to stay focused on what I think is the important one.
Ohio House Republicans, meantime, are likely to vote to override the governor's veto of the previous bill when they convene next week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
One of the actors of the 70s police drama Starsky and Hutch dies.
David Soul, who was best known as Detective Ken Hutch Hutchinson in the popular 70s crime series Starsky and Hutch, has died. In a statement, his wife Helen Snell said he passed away after a valiant battle for life in the loving company of family. She added, his smile, laughter, and passion for life will be remembered by the many whose lives he has touched. Soul also had a successful singing career.
Don't give up.
He landed one U.S. hit and five U.K. hits with songs Don't Give Up On Us and Silver Lady. As an actor, he also had major roles in Here Comes the Brides and Magnum Force. He was 80 years old. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A magnitude 4.1 earthquake shook a wide area of Southern California Friday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in the mountains about 45 miles east of downtown L.A. There were no immediate reports of damage to buildings or infrastructure. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.